Number one reason to drink responsibly.
What's that?
Well, I went out last weekend, got severely drunk, fell over on my ass, and I now have two huge big black bruises on my bum, and I really can't sit down. It hurts.
If that's the story you're telling.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It is the one where we get judged talently by Brian Bello or something like that. I forgot the name of the show. I can't get over that opener we've just done. We're chatting all about talent. We are talking the greatest talent shows, talent skills.
I got a feeling it's going to be a riot.
And Mr. Brian Bello is going to be on the show a bit later on. If you don't know who Brian Bello is, I'm going to give you this opportunity to put his name into Google right now and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly surprised.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 11. We have made it to 11 episodes. And what have you just done?
Oh, I just banged my knee on the desk and it really hurts.
Not doing too well, actually, at the moment,
really,
are you, Lucy?
Not. Like, I just need to wrap myself in cotton wool.
You wrap yourself in bubble wrap and let people, like, pop you all day long.
Okay.
You know, bubble wrap, people can start prodding you.
All right, moving on.
If you've just joined us for the first time, my name's Luke Marsden. Hello, and I'm the Luke half of Luke and Lucy. And true fact about me, that I was voted Wigan's cutest baby in 1987.
I don't believe you.
Well, you used to work for the paper that voted me the cutest baby.
Yeah, so, not in 1987.
Well, you need to go and check the stats. Go back through trawl the archives
of the web.
By the way, if they want to sponsor us, please do just let us know. We are looking for a podcast sponsor.
A fact about me, I actually did, despite me being very inactive right
now. Not going to believe the story, I think.
I used to be very good at netball when I was younger.
And
did you? I used to be on like a big team. And we got the silver medal. In like, it was kind of like comparison to the Olympics.
Is netball even a real sport?
Local. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's an Olympic netball team.
If you was good at netball, would you class that as a talent?
I would.
Okay, well, that's the thing. Episode 11 is about talent. We're talking about whether or not talent is something that you kind of... Do you have to physically be good at something? Is talent kind of put into categories in that sense?
Well, it's rare, isn't it? Not everyone is good at different things like singing. I can't sing for anything.
You can't. Well, on previous episodes of the podcast, you've belted out tiny little tunes. I think on episode 10, you started to sing ABBA at one point.
Yes, I did. That was only because you started going on about ABBA.
If you want to check out episode 10, then please do audioboom.com/channel/ Luke and Lucy FM and get yourself some nice soundproof earphones just in case. You know, I met a lady this week and I was so impressed by... We were just chatting and she phoned her mum and she was absolutely fluent in Chinese,
oh,
right?
Wow.
But she wasn't Chinese.
Well, yes, she just learned it.
She then spoke to somebody else and was fluent in Russian.
Would you say that's a talent, though? Because that's something that you learn and develop, isn't it?
But do you not think it's a talent to having the kind of the discipline to learn? I mean, Chinese must be... Like,
yeah,
that must be insane. Like, and then to mix that with Russian and a bit of Chinese Russian, Chorussian.
I mean,
that's new language. That's a really difficult. I mean, would you class that as a talent?
I don't know, because like, what do you class as a talent? Is it something you're born with, or is it something that you learn and get better at over time?
I mean, this is the thing. Could you go on?
I don't think I could ever sing now, even if I practice and get a singing instructor.
Oh no, you're past it. You're past a lot of stuff now, Lucy.
Even if I was 10 years younger, I don't think I would be able to.
I mean, like, if you go, let's take, for example, the TV show Britain's Got Talent here in the UK is celebrating 10 years this year. It's 10 years of talent, right? So they're doing a big deal of that. And if you look at the previous winners of that show, so something like a girl, Ashley and Pudsey, a girl who trained her dog. Who's the talented one, though?
The dog, I think.
Exactly. So is she riding the coattails of this pooch?
Yeah, of course she is.
Quite possibly.
Of course she is. She's getting famous from her dog.
I mean, I wonder how long it would take for me to mention this on this podcast.
Go on.
One about talent. Susan Boyle. I mean, the woman is an absolute inspiration.
She is.
Her story is,
voice,
is. I mean, by the
like
way, I tried.
Angel.
I tried to contact Susan Boyle for this podcast. She didn't get back to me, but I'm not going to hold that against her. I've read her autobiography. I've listened to her audiobook. I've bought all six albums. Yes,
wow.
Six albums.
True fan right there.
I'm a true Susan Boyle-ite.
Would you say you're the number one fan?
I'd say globally, I would absolutely say it. Forget all these women in America in the 60s and 70s who love Susan. She's definitely my little Subo. But I just think to myself, Susan Boyle is the actual ultimate definition of don't judge a book by its cover. When she went on to the stage in front of Piers Morgan, Holden and Cowell, she opened Britain's Got Talent.
And I thought she was on X Factor for some reason.
Are you joking? She never would have made it on X Factor because that show now isn't even about singing. It's,
oh, no,
it's about
not,
the face,
is it?
Isn't it?
It's about the face. It's about how
the body.
Weird they are.
Yeah.
It's just, it annoys me.
Susan Boyle has a talent, but that's a singing talent, right?
Yeah.
Would you say, I mean, this might not be kind of like good with some people, but singing is the easier talent to have?
I don't know. I can't really say because I can't sing for my life. So
if somebody said to you,
I wouldn't
okay,
say it's easy at all.
Let's say somebody said to you, Lucy, what talent have you actually got? Like, how are you talented?
Roll my tongue.
Let's have a look.
A lot of people can't do that.
So I've just witnessed on the podcast, for those who obviously are listening and can't visibly see Lucy's tongue, it's an interesting tongue. It's a bit fatter than I anticipated.
Oi, how is it fat? How is my tongue fat?
Stick it back out. It's a bit snaky.
It's not snaky.
No, it is.
It's a normal tongue.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like your tongue. Anyway, but that's not a talent.
Why?
Speaking of tongues, watch this.
Ew! Lucas just touched his nose. Well, he's actually licked his bogies with his tongue.
Just saying that.
That is so gross.
So can I go on something like Britain's Got Talent with my tongue?
And he's going to be sick right now.
Could I do that? Is that something that I could do?
No, please don't ever.
Let's take somebody, let's say Rachel, who we've previously had on, a Paralympian, right?
Now, she had a talent.
She was on episode 5, I think, of the podcast. Check that out.
Yeah. She was awesome at swimming. She's been in the Olympics and think Paralympics and things like that. So
is that a talent?
Well, that's the thing, is
because she's learning that.
As a talent.
What
do
you define?
It's not something you've been born with. I'd say so. I'd say it would be. Yeah.
You think swimming would be?
Yeah. If you're that good at something, then it's a talent, isn't it?
Like somebody who could play the saxophone, for example.
That's a talent.
That's a talent. I don't know anybody who could play the saxophone.
I don't either. But
do you have anybody in your life you think I'm so jealous of their talent?
In my actual life, or people that are celebrities?
No. Somebody you've actually met you think is the most talented person you've met.
Off the top of my head.
You have a bunch of talentless friends.
No, they're all very talented in their own way.
I can't think of one of my friends who are talented.
Can you not?
No, not one.
Ooh.
Not one. Literally, I'm thinking to myself, I even met a few weeks ago somebody who was really good at drawing, like cartoon caricatures and things like that, right? Again, let's argue. Is that a talent? Or are they?
No, I say it was.
Okay,
yeah,
so you can't just learn that. Because, I mean, like, if I draw on a piece of paper
I'm crap at drawing.
If I draw on a piece of paper, like, why don't you draw something right now? Let's have a look. Let's judge your talent. Let's pretend you're on BGT.
Okay.
So Lucy is drawing on a sheet of paper right now. I think it's a pig.
It's a pig.
Oh, there we go. That's a good start.
I think it's a cute pig.
Right, Lucy's never going to make it as an illustrator. Marvel aren't going to hire you anytime soon to do any comics for them. I mean, yeah, it's that sort of thing. But even you could argue, Lucy, that if you go into the likes of reality TV shows these days, they kind of, if you fall into that, they're looking for talent. People aren't the voice.
Yeah, well, there's different types of reality TV shows, though, isn't there? There's the talent reality TV shows.
Talent showcases, yeah.
As you said, with X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, etc., The Voice.
Even Great British Bake Off, right? Is baking a talent?
Yeah.
In future episodes, we're going to explore the idea of Great British Baking, I think. That is coming soon.
That is coming soon.
At Luke and Lucy
FM. Podcasts near you.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, we're going to explore that in a future episode of the podcast. But just quickly to touch on it, baking, is that a talent? You could easily learn baking.
I would say it was.
You think so?
I would say it was, yeah.
So Mary Bell is a talented old lady.
Of course she is, yeah. And Dave Hollywood. Is it Dave Hollywood? Paul Hollywood?
Paul Hollywood. Dave Hollywood, if you're listening right now and you've got a talent, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, so kind of, you know, you talked earlier, we have X Factor, we have BGT, we have the showcase of talent shows to be able to bring to the nation.
You have the other side of reality TV shows.
Yes.
Like Big Brother, which yourself has obviously been on. Like Geordie Shore, The Only Way Is Essex.
These are classed as talentless shows.
Made in Chelsea. I would say they're talentless shows. What do these people bring to the show?
That is a question that I can answer, but I want to get somebody else on who can back up, I think, the points of how these shows are in fact shows about talent.
How? were.
We'll find out, because on the phone now, a man who is a former Big Brother winner, and frankly, it's a national treasure.
He is a national treasure.
Something along those lines. I'm going to get Brian Bello on the phone. On the phone now. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. Brian Bello.
Hello, Luke. Thank you for having me.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Brian.
Hello, Lucy, as well.
It has been years.
Thank you too, Lucy, for having me.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You. I've known Luke for so many years.
I know, right? It's been years. I mean, you've since you appeared on Big Brother, Brian, that would be...
9 years.
Nine years.
Yes, that's 10 years for Nikki Graham, who's currently in Big Brother Canada.
Is it 10 years? Is she?
Yeah, she's currently she's been in Big Brother Canada for like 5 weeks.
Can they keep her?
I mean, I used to love her.
She was amazing. So funny. She's absolutely. Do you know what? I really hope she wins Big Brother Canada, just because she's never won Big Brother before.
Yeah.
Yes, and that, I mean, do the Canadians love her?
Well, the thing is, the Canadian game is very different. So the public don't vote. It's all and. That they,
they're
allowed to talk about nominations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I think the part of the reason it's very strategic.
It's Canadians for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the part of the reason why I think Nikki's in there is because they don't see her as a threat.
They can't get rid of her either,
is it? And they can win over it in all the head of house and competitions against her.
If there's any Canadian listeners right now, I know this is available on iTunes in Canada, say hi, tweet us. I'm looking at this.
BB Detroit love it, don't they? I think that's the weirdest thing now with social media. There's a Big Brother worldwide housemate party.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a lot of them, like the ex-housemates all around the world.
Well, Luke's not been invited
to this. This is a bit awkward.
Well, Luke, I'll introduce you to some of them.
Yeah, please do, Brian. I mean,
no one likes Luke.
I'll be honest with you, Luke. But it's a great thing, actually. I think now, because Big Brother's been going on for so long, so many of the housemates all around the world sort of stick up for each other, because you sort of all know what you've been through.
We're an army.
Yeah.
We're an army.
We're an army.
We're going to be bigger than Russia eventually.
I think it's really nice, because I think the Big Brother housemates, and like some reality shows, we're very supportive of each other.
Yes.
Which is really good. I think, and I don't think we realise how close we all are until like 10 years later.
And we eventually finally speak to each other again.
It's like old mates from school, isn't it? That you don't see for ages, and then you bump into the street. It's like, oh my God, how are you?
Yeah,
but it's
true.
Like, you weren't even on the same
series. That's the thing. And to be honest, that's what it's about. I mean, Brian and I wasn't on the same series, right?
No.
And we've discussed previously, Brian, before we got you on about talent and whether or not shows like Big Brother aren't shows about talent. In fact, Car Crashes, some people have described them now. Would you argue, and I would argue this, that there is talent despite being a show for the talentless?
Well, you know, it's really weird. I think you can certainly tell that certain characters on these shows have a personality.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first time I saw you in the diary room, Luke, because it was a year after mine, I thought, he's got it.
Oh, let's get Brian
in
every
week. You are just saying that, Brian.
No, I'm not, because I could just tell there's certain people that when they're on these shows, they're purely just put in there to be like, there's certain people that have been there to be the hunk. There's certain people that have been there to be the pin-up.
Luke, that was definitely not that.
That was me.
No, there's certain people that just rely purely on their aesthetic appearance.
Yes.
But they're normally a flash in the pan. And there's certain people that just have something, and you're like, wait a minute, no, they're going to have longevity, because they've got something to say for themselves.
Yeah.
The times I have heard your show, Luke, I thought that's the part of you that I used to see in the diary room when I first saw you.
Oh, Brian, have you been listening to us?
Yeah, that's so nice, Brian.
No,
like, that's
I
just...
could tell, I could, you can just sort of tell with certain people if they've got... Because I think that's where the similarities was with myself. Because when I was in there, Big Brother, the first time around, I was thinking, what the hell am I doing here? Because I just thought, I'm not marketable in that way. And then afterwards, people were like, oh no, that was funny. I was like, well, what was that then? It's like, well, just being yourself.
Yeah, being yourself. I mean, so would you say...
Well, you would say that's a talent.
Is being yourself a talent?
It is a talent, Lucy, when a lot of these people aren't themselves.
Yes.
Yeah,
and so it's a talent to be that person.
To get whatever deals afterwards.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at something like Geordie Shore, I mean, the rise of shows like Geordie Shore have been about, you know, there's been a lot of things about whether these people are talentless, the new bunch of breed of talent, of super reality star. I mean, like, you look at, like, Charlotte Crosby, I'll take her as example. This is a woman who's managed to change from, you know, falling all over on whatever she's doing on Geordie Shore to now being a best-selling DVD expert. That must be a talent, right?
Do you know what? It is sort of
or
a thing,
it must
again,
be money.
Charlotte, yeah. I did think that about Charlotte as well. The first time I saw Geordie Shore, I thought she's going to be the one.
Yeah, exactly, because you can tell straight
the one
away.
For you, true. Brian, or the one on Geordie Shore?
No, not the one from. No, Charlotte is absolutely lovely. But she's got Gaz, isn't she?
She
and
has
they
got
are the
Gaz,
Romeo
yeah.
and Juliet of
Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore.
And we know how Romeo and Juliet
I
ended.
Come in between anything between that.
exactly. I mean, fine. You know, you see shows like The Apprentice, and you think to yourself, that's a true talent because you've got to be business savvy. You've got to impress, you know, like your Lord Sugar and things like that. But you see, like Magaluf Weekender, whatever the heck that show is.
I have not even seen that.
X on the Beach. I'm still not sure what that is. Are these shows for this? You can't. These are just literally car crash reality shows, right? Nothing to your likes of talent now.
Do you know the thing is, Luke? I've had to come around to the way of thinking is that it's for a different generation.
Yeah,
it is, Brian.
You've got to remember as well, when we were on Big Brother, people were saying that about us, and people were like,
"That's very true."
What's this? Because it was still quite new, the reality genre at that point. And people were like, "Oh, Big Brother's this, that, and the other." And then obviously, 10 years later, people going off to have successful careers.
Yeah,
and I think that's the thing. There, I think the thing is with reality shows, it always appeals to. People have an emotional connection to things. So the next batch of 15-year-olds, it won't be lowbrow to them. It won't be like they're telling us. They'll just be, I can relate to them.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's true. And what's your opinion on, obviously, there was Big Brother started and now there's the whole Celebrity Big Brother spin-off.
Yes, yes. I think Big Brother's moved with the times.
Yeah.
It's had to evolve.
It's had to evolve. I mean, I had to accept that as well because I was a fan of the social experiment years of Big Brother.
Yes. That was back when potentially it was a talent in a way to go in there and just be yourself. That was it. Yeah.
That was literally the talent to just be yourself. Yeah. And just, I don't know. I found it quite liberating to watch people just be like, this is what I think about the world.
Yes.
This is what I think about the people around me. And it was. And it had a mirror up to society as it was at that moment.
And you wasn't expecting anything either when you were going in there.
It was so natural and authentic and organic. And I mean, I still now, I'm a proper Big Brother fan. I still watch the very early series, like the very first.
And you've got them on DVD. Channel 4 released DVDs.
I'm currently watching Big Brother 2002.
Classic.
I know. So that's Kate Lawler's one.
Okay.
I literally have to watch an episode of Big Brother a day or I have a bad day. I'm being deadly serious.
No, he's
you
definitely
a true Big Brother fan.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I like it when they're real normal people. I don't like this whole, I'm here to get a relationship so I can get a feel and then I can get a book. It's just,
like a kind of feel, and especially in Celebrity Big Brother now, like, because they're not huge, well, some of them aren't huge.
And they aren't in there for the talent, most of them.
They just want to go into further their career.
Yeah, of course they do.
This is it. And you can tell. But then again, I think the kids nowadays that are watching it, that's the kids aspire to that as well.
Yeah, of course they do.
I mean, back in my day, and I'm going to sound old here, but when I was in primary school, I wanted to be an author. That was a true talent. I mean,
that is a true talent.
And now I'm far from being an author. I can't even remember how to write if I'm...
Well, look, there's still time. They do say everyone's got a book in them, don't they?
Brian, I mean, so what are you up to these days that you would... Because, I mean, this is the big thing, and I'm asked this a lot. What on earth do you do after Big Brother? How do you get jobs? But you're talentless. Big Brother's a talentless show. How would you get a job? You can't be employed off your talents. So why don't you explain what you do now, Brian, to kind of get rid of that image?
Well, basically what I do now, I mean, I've just started up my own production company.
Have you?
Wow.
Yeah, so that's very early days, obviously.
Very exciting,
I just think it's one of them things. I mean, I develop show ideas and write and stuff, but I just thought to myself, you've got to back yourself, really. So I thought you've got to put your money where your mouth is, and if you're going to write, then you might as well own your own stuff.
Exactly.
But nothing's ever easy. Nothing's ever easy, really. But so that's really what I'm doing. But obviously, I still do the appearance work. So I don't know when this goes out, obviously, because it's a podcast. But last night was on Channel 4's new show, Lookalikes. Well, the thing is, it's a gag. It's the same as all these structured reality shows. It's just like so I'd be my own lookalike.
You're a Brian Bello lookalike, brilliant.
but that sort of goes hand in hand with what we were just discussing. I think that's it does sort of become part of your job description to sort of go with the joke. But then it's really, you're like, you know, it's a joke when you're filming it, and everyone knows it when you're there. But when people watch it, people don't always understand that you're sort of laughing at yourself. They really do think.
Which I think is the best thing. you can do is to just have a joke about yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. If you're going to go on these shows.
You've really got to. I think that's the weirdest thing at this point, because everyone's seen us through every single stage of our lives, because me and Luke went in there so young.
Yeah, so young.
Babies.
Babies.
We were babies, and I don't think we realised how young we were.
We were naive, I think, as well, Brian. I got back at myself and think, oh, stop, Luke.
Were you the same age? Yeah, you're the same age.
We were the same age, right?
Yeah. So I'm 28 now.
Yes, I'm 28. Yeah.
So, yeah, we were the same age then.
Same age. And look at us now, bitter and twisted, Lucy. Don't ever do reality, kids.
Do you know what? I think the best way to come away from all the cynicalness is really coming away from social media a bit.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
We spoke to somebody earlier, a colleague, who said that. And actually, in a future podcast, we're going to explore social media, I think, because that is a big thing.
I think reality stars need to come away from social media. I really do, because I just think they'd be a lot happier.
They're diluting the talents, and they would be a lot happier. Right? They would be.
It's great. I think it's a great tool. But I think it's the same as everything. You need to use it in moderation.
Yeah, yes. It makes people stressed, doesn't
Drink
it?
Drink in moderation, social tweeting moderation.
Yeah, oh my God, I think everyone was a lot happier before. So I actually do. I think society seemed a lot happier before social media.
I think people were
happier before television, at least.
You just go out now and you see everyone.
Just having an absolute ball loop,
they had it sourced. Listen, Brian, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Lucy. It's been lovely speaking to you.
Yeah, you too. I love Brian Bellow.
It was so nice of him to go on the podcast.
Yeah, he's actually my new favourite reality TV star. Obviously, apart from you, Luke.
Well, you can't have two favourites. So which one's your favourite, Brian or me?
You're just tied. You can win together.
You're sickeningly fickle, Lucy Hilton. Right, listen, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you've enjoyed episode 11. We, of course, back next week with episode 12 of Luke and Lucy FM. If you want to rediscover the past 10 episodes, please do. iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM. We've had loads. We've had inspirational women. Josie Gibson's been on in the phone previously, if you want Big Brothers. We've had a former Paralympian on the phone. We've had Fizz from Coronation Street on the phone. So please check them out. audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. And we will catch you next week on episode 12 of the podcast. I was thinking, Lucy, you could do a bit of an audition, a singing audition on the way out.
Yeah, I could do, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'll be pretty good at this.
Right, are you ready?
What should I sing?
Okay, so let's pretend you've walked into the Britain's Got Talent stage now. Okay. Hi, what's your name?
Lucy.
And why are you here today, Lucy?
Because I am a averagely not good singer, and I just thought I'd entertain you with my voice.
What are you singing today, Lucy?
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Brace yourself. Go on.
And
you've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.